The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The ESRI has revealed that a third of people who were below the poverty line last year were in work, and many had a third level education. But how is poverty defined in this country? Is it defined by income level? How does it affect those who are under that poverty line? I'm joined by research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland, Michelle Murphy, and by economist and UCD lecturer Colin McCarthy. Good morning and welcome to you both. Michelle, first of all, what's your reaction to this research by the ESRI?
Well, I mean, it's not surprising. It would echo much of our own research in Poverty Focus, which was released earlier this month, in our research on housing and poverty. So when you factor in housing costs, the poverty rate goes up to about one in five people. There has been an ongoing trend in this country of, as you said, people who are in work but also living below the poverty line. So we've kind of persistently failed to address that figure. It's been in and around 4% for the past 10 years. So, but policy has persistently failed to address it. I suppose concerning, as you pointed out there, would be, you know, for people who are in third level education at the moment or recent graduates, is the poverty rate among that cohort, because obviously they're going into the private rented sector. So when you factor into housing costs, they have one of the highest poverty rates in the country. It goes up to over 40%. So you've younger graduates now, you know, looking at graduating. In terms of wages then, in terms of the jobs that they're going into, generally younger workers tend to have lower levels of pay. They're facing a very high levels of rent at the moment. But within that group as well, which is also really concerning, is if, you know, and the higher your level of education, the more likely you're going to be employment. Generally, the higher your earnings, the greater, the less risk you will have of being in poverty. But within that group, if you take young people from a disadvantaged area who've gone through school, who've gone through college, who've gotten their degree, the same degree as somebody from a more affluent area, their earnings are about 2,000 euros less a year from the very get-go, before you factor in, you know, accommodation costs or anything.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? If, you know, all things being equal, do you think it's the address on the application?
Well, it could be the address on the application, but it's also perhaps the employment, where they're looking for their employment, because if, you know, if they're from a family with less financial resources, they're probably less likely to be able to go into private rental accommodation. So it'll depend on the employment they're going into and where that employment is. And if, for example, they're going to stay at home and contribute to the family income while they're in employment, and the opportunities perhaps available to them in that area might be, you know, less well remunerated than if they were able to move somewhere else.
But okay, now how do you, in Social Justice Ireland, how do you define poverty? Because, you know, to many people, poverty is not being able to meet your bills. It's having a very abstemious lifestyle. It's worrying all the time about putting food on the table. Is that how you define poverty?
Well, we use the Central Statistics Office definition, which is that your income is below 60% of the median income. So that's the, I suppose, the standard definition in Ireland and across the European Union, so that you can have, you know, you can compare countries and you can have an accurate measurement. But obviously, Pat, as you said, 60% below the median income. So the poverty line, basically, for a one adult household in 2022, the weekly poverty line is just over 298 euro. And with that money, obviously, you're expected to pay your rent, your bills, your transport costs, health insurance if you need it. You're expected to have a basic standard of living, so to afford your essentials, your food, your energy costs, any additional. So perhaps, you know, well, it's out of reach for most people now, but, you know, a social outing, a trip to the cinema, something like that. So that's what the money is supposed to cover. But as you say, for people living on that income below that 60%, they're living, you know, we're in a cost of living crisis, energy prices are rising. Those people spend a disproportionate amount of the income that they have on energy and food. So they're really impacted by rising prices at the moment.
Yeah.
So they are worrying day to day, week to week, and they're cutting back. And most of them have cut back so far elsewhere anyway. They have very little financial room for manoeuvre. So it's really concerning. And these figures are very concerning for us.
But just to be clear,
targeted resources.
The poverty line, I'm just trying to figure this out. The after-tax poverty line, because 298, I presume, is the money you have in your pay packet after you've, all your deductions are taken. Is that so?
Well, basically, so the CSO, the median disposable income for an adult, it was 25,264 for the year. So 60% of that by you are determined to be living in poverty. So that's not Social Justice Ireland saying that, it's the Central Statistics Office.
No, I'm just trying to mentally do the sums.
So the annual line basically is 15,000, because you're factoring in then, I suppose we factor in any growth in average hourly earnings, because the CSO figures are obviously for 2021. So we're updating the figures. You're factoring in, we factor in a 2.7% wage growth, you're factoring in inflation. So the figure we get to, it's about just over 15,500 euros a year, or 298
That's
euros
after
so that's
tax,
for a single
after
adult.
All deductions. Yeah.
So after your any income from social welfare and any tax, so that is what you need.
Okay. Colin McCarthy, are you surprised by this statistic? I mean, the ESRI are presumably using the same measure that Michelle referred to there, the CSO measure.
Yeah, that's right. And it's relative. So it has the feature that if everybody's income in the country was to collapse and everybody had a much poorer income than they currently have, or the other way around, this definition of poverty actually wouldn't change. It's relative. However, what I took from the ESRI study was very interesting. Is that the impact of our failures in housing policy in particular, and they looked at the distribution of income after housing costs, which is why the study is interesting, because that hasn't heretofore been done. The impact of our failures in housing policy is very selective, in the sense that quite a lot of people with low earned income are entitled to certain kinds of housing supports through the housing assistance payment, and because they might be local authority tenants, local authority rents are subsidized, so they're kind of insulated, at least to some degree, from the huge increase in rents that's occurred. But there are people, including people who,
Michelle
has just outlined, may be recent graduates or have decent qualifications and stuff, but they can end up in private rented accommodation, particularly in the cities, and they can end up with a monthly bill for rent that eats up a substantial portion of their incomes. So there is a group out there which, even though the general indices of relative poverty have not worsened a whole lot, that's one of the points that the authors of the study are at pains to stress, it's selective. And if you want to identify somebody who's in trouble right now, and increasingly so as rents go up, that person could well be at work, but a fairly recent entrant to the labor force, and in private rented accommodation, not able to qualify for the housing assistance payment or anything like that. And there's also a geographical selectivity, if you like, in that this problem is most acute in Dublin and in the other urban centres. In most parts of provincial Ireland, rents are considerably lower than they are in the cities. So the failure of housing policy, which is continuing, is quite selective in its impact on different groups in society.
So it's very hard then to sort out the what you'd call the real poverty using, first of all, a measure that is relative. As you say, if there was a recession tomorrow and a lot of industries collapsed and a lot of people were out of work, the median income would go down, which would mean the poverty line would actually go down. People who were poor before the collapse would now not be poor anymore.
Everybody would become rich or poor together, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You're still in a job, so you still have the same income because your thing didn't collapse. But suppose the tech sector collapsed and all these high incomes were no longer, you would still be poor in your own head. But in fact, by this definition, you would no longer be poor.
Yeah, there's a long discussion in this ESRI report and in earlier ones about this problem of absolute versus relative definitions of poverty. And the word poverty has a kind of an absolute connotation when it's used in a newspaper headline, and people tend to think, oh, a measure of poverty has gone up, that means people are, you know, not able to buy essentials and so on. And when you use a relative definition, that's not necessarily the case. But what I took out of this report was the point I just made, that if you don't do anything serious about the provision of rental accommodation, you have to be realistic. Large numbers of younger people, including those employed in the workforce, are going to be staying in rented accommodation. If rents get completely out of control, which they have done in some of the urban areas, then you really have to address that problem, or you will get pockets of deprivation emerging, and not necessarily at the bottom of the income distribution, because that's where things like the HAP, the housing assistance payment, click in. That's where people may qualify for subsidized local authority housing. So there are people out there who are working, who have a reasonable job and reasonable career expectations, but right now they may not have great salaries yet, and they're getting stuck with these high rents.
So
the only answer to it is not to say, oh, let's increase the minimum wage, let's say, or let's increase the housing assistance payment. The ultimate solution to it is go off and build more flipping houses and stop this charade where you can't get planning permission to do anything. We are building far too few homes, either for purchase or for rent, and particularly in Dublin and the other urban areas. And it's very difficult to get the political system to focus on that. And that I think, is the big takeaway from this ESRI report.
Okay, we will leave it there. Colin McCarthy, economist and UCD lecturer, and before that, Michelle Murphy, research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.